The Human Exploitation Rescue Operative, or HERO Corps, will welcome 22 new members to its ranks later this morning. Launched as a pilot program in 2013, the HERO Corps gives wounded, injured, and ill veterans the chance to assist federal agents in the fight against child predators. Peter Edge is the Executive Director of Homeland Security Investigations at Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which helps manage the HERO Corps. He joins me now with an update on that program. Mr. Edge, great to have you on.
Thank you very much, Tom. It's a pleasure to be on.
All right, so what is going to happen today, and where will it happen?
Well, today is a big day for us here at ICE and HSI. We are celebrating the graduation of our third HERO class.
All right, and so you've got 22 of them, and where will this all happen?
This will take place at our ICE headquarters in Southwest D.C., and we're so looking forward to this ceremony to be presided by the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, as well as the Assistant Secretary Director for ICE, Sarah Saldana.
All right, so tell us about the HERO Corps. Where do you get the people, and what do they do?
Well, the HERO Corps is made up of wounded and ill military personnel who are transitioning out of the military, and they are given the opportunity to compete for this training that will enable them to participate as computer forensics analysts. And here at Homeland Security Investigations, we conduct numerous child exploitation investigations. And these wounded warriors are given a new mission, and that mission is to help us fight those who tend to prey on children.
And how does that all work in terms of how does computer forensics play into that, those types of investigations?
Well, the computer forensics are key to us identifying the victims as well as pursuing those who are preying on children around the world. So these wounded warriors are an integral part of our ability to track these people down and identify victims.
Give us an idea of the type and length of training that they get to be able to do this.
Well, the training is in two phases. First, they are given training by protect.org, part of our public sector partnership that we have, also with the Wounded Warrior Project. These organizations provide funding for these military personnel who are transitioning out of the military, and they give them the training that's required to transition to doing this type of work.
And what is the extent of what ICE is looking at? Is this only involving immigrants and people coming across the border, or is it a national program for any kind of exploitation that might originate in the United States?
Oh, this is an attempt to identify those who are, again, trying to exploit children around the world. It's a part of our investigative mission in Homeland Security Investigations, and it's critical that we work together with our foreign counterparts as well in identifying those networks that are seeking to harm these children. And through the work that's done at our Homeland Security Investigations Cyber Crime Center, these warriors are put to work right away. It's an unpaid internship that they take advantage of after their training is completed. Once their training is completed and they've completed the internship, you know, our goal is to hire these veterans into paid positions here at ICE.
And how many have you hired since the program started, I guess, in 2013?
Since the program started, we've had two classes that have graduated, and one in 2013 and one in 2014, and we were successful in hiring about a total of 27 personnel.
All right. We're speaking with Peter Edge. He's Executive Director of Homeland Security Investigations at Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And I guess if you could maybe give us an idea of the scope of what ICE Homeland Security Investigations does, what are some of the other issues you look at? And could those also be helped by bringing in people such as wounded warriors after some training?
Absolutely. You know, these wounded warriors who are getting this type of training, it's critical to our investigative effort because these days, certainly there's a nexus to cyber criminal activity to a lot of the areas that we enforce here at ICE, namely counterproliferation investigations, in addition to the child exploitation, financial investigations, as well as document and benefit fraud on the immigration side of enforcement. So we have a lot of areas in which there is a nexus to some cybercrime. And once they're trained in computer forensics capabilities, they'll be able to transition and assist us in a multitude of disciplines that we enforce.
Now, unfortunately, there are a lot of wounded warriors still, to some degree, coming home and mustering out of the military. How do you identify the ones that are good candidates for this program?
Well, they are fully vetted by the Protect.org and our special agents who work very closely with them to identify those candidates who would be good candidates to go through the training, and not only go through the training, but to do this very sensitive work.
And now, you mentioned earlier that their internship is unpaid and it lasts about a year. So how do they get along for that year? Because these are not kids at this point.
Well, that's where the assistance from our private sector partners comes into play. They are an integral part of making sure that they receive compensation for their efforts.
All right. Peter Edge is the Executive Director of Homeland Security Investigations at Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck with those ceremonies later on today.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward to it, and thank you for the time this morning, Tom.